Praise Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from the book of John chapter 4, verses starting from 31 to 38. Book of John chapter 4, verses starting from 31 to 38. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." Therefore the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labors." Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. The harvest is good for the kingdom of God. All those who reaps the harvest, they add glory to the kingdom of God as they gather the fruit for eternal life. The field is grown, the field is matured and full of grains. The field is white as snow. And Jesus Christ is talking to his disciples and he says that the field is good for harvest. For the grains had been sown in a good field and it has given the increase now. It is right time to harvest, it's right time to reap the harvest and gather the fruits for the kingdom of God towards eternal life. That's what even Apostle Paul, he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. "Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building." Hallelujah. So there is always a fellowship between Christians, between those who does various ministries. One will be sharing the track, hallelujah, the track's ministry. The other will be going into the home and praying for the sick. And the other will be going to the hospitals and praying for the sick. Hallelujah. There are house prayers, there are cottage prayers, there are many ministries, but all of these efforts are coming to one, hallelujah, one centralized goal, that is to gather fruit for the kingdom of God, to gather soul for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. That we all work together for the day of harvest. There are many ministries that have been spread up. There are many services, many ministries which God had appointed, which God had commissioned. Hallelujah. And everyone labors towards, hallelujah, one goal. Everybody labors and works towards, hallelujah, the harvest, the day of harvest. That is to win souls and gather souls for the kingdom of God. Yes, for the field is good for the mission. The field is grown, the field is fertile, and God is sending you that you will sow the seed and also reap the harvest for him. Glory to God. Glory to God for appointing us and for selecting us to be one among this ministry, to be a part of his glorious and the holy ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what we can understand from these chapters, Jesus Christ is pointing out to the field and it says that everyone will be getting his own reward. Either you sow or either you reap, you will be getting your own reward for the work that you have done. So in your ministry life, you should not be distressed about anything. Even the least in the ministry, even the least in the church will be rewarded by God. Though this world does not recognize, but God will recognize and reward them in the due time. Hallelujah. You always should be having that hope that Christ is your reward giver. that Christ is your payer and He is your owner. He had appointed you in that service. Though you are the least in the church, you are the least in the ministry, even if people use you the least of the work, do not be worried, for your reward is with Jesus. But you should have one thing in mind, that you are one among the workers, you are one among the laborers who labor for one centralized goal, that is to harvest souls for the kingdom of God, to gather fruits for eternal life. Yes. So you also have one mission. Your pastor also has one mission. The believers who believe and who have been sent out as missionaries, even they have one mission. The prophets, they have one mission. Evangelists, even they have one mission. Preachers, they have one mission. All those are appointed by God. God is the one who had sent all these people towards His ministry for the day of harvest. We all are working together in various ways to encourage and to reap the harvest for the kingdom of God. You should not forget, or you should not have the strife or schism within your heart. You should not have a division or separation within your heart, which is not spiritual behavior. So let us take away all the jealousiness, clamor, differentiation within us, the spirit of division, separation, and let us focus only on the day of His coming. Let us work towards the day of His coming with complete diligence, with full of our heart, with enthusiasm, with confidence, with patience, that we shall not be offended and we shall not be deceived by the evil one, but we keep up the good work until the end. Hallelujah. For an athlete, he's been trained to run. He's temperate and he's been trained that he should not break his hope. He should not be losing the opportunity that has been given to him. He runs towards the end in order to receive the crown, in order to receive the medal, to receive the reward. Like manner, you being appointed by God, run in such a way that you will win. Hallelujah. And God shall give you the eternal crown. God will place on your head the royal diadem. Glory to God. We should be thankful and much more grateful to God, for we have been chosen for such a glorious ministry. We are continuing the ministry that Jesus Christ had started in this world. We are partaking in His ministry, in His work. That we should be always grateful to God for choosing us. Hallelujah. Amen. For the harvest is more, but the laborers are less. God wants us to rise up. God wants us to be matured with that spiritual knowledge, that we will get into the work of God, that we shall work towards the day of harvest in order to gather souls for the kingdom of God. For your reward is with God. Whatever you do, your reward is with God. Hallelujah. He who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life. The one who sows the seed and the one who reaps the harvest, they both will be rejoicing together on the day of harvest, because they have one centralized mission, that is to win souls for the kingdom of God, that is to win souls and to gather the fruit of eternal life. Hence they will be rejoicing together. Who can rejoice together without having a fellowship, without having a communion, without having a spirit of unity? We cannot rejoice together. The church will be separated if we do not have the spirit of union. When there is no united spirit, we shall fall apart and the mission of God cannot be accomplished. But still God will definitely bring his words, bring his mission to pass even without us. For in a greater ministry, if a servant does not obey the master, that servant will be, hallelujah, rebuked and sent away. But all those who enter into the ministry should have that heart in them that God had called them for this ministry, that even the least of your efforts, even the least of your work will be rewarded and made known. With all fear, utmost humility, with utmost respect, and with utmost fear, tremble and enter into the ministry of God, that He shall help you to understand. He will make you a glorious person through whom many souls will be saved. Ask God that He shall fill you with the Holy Spirit's anointing and presence, that you will be equipped enough and you will have the power and confidence to gather souls for His kingdom. For the harvest is ready. The field is good for harvest. Go into the world and declare the works of God. Share the gospel of God and gather souls for His kingdom. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. Amen.